Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Liberty and the Law, the podcast series that examines the critical elements of a strong legal defense in criminal cases. Join respected attorney James Doerr for this lively discussion on the rights of criminal defendants and the important role defense attorneys play in our legal system.
As the coronavirus pandemic continues to really wreak havoc on all of our daily lives, more and more types of businesses are being impacted. And beyond just commercial activity, most jurisdictions have also greatly reduced or shut down court operations as well. Hi, everybody. This is Jim Mitchell, and on today's episode of Liberty and the Law, I'm going to visit with Lavelle Law Attorney James Doerr to discuss what this means to people with cases currently in the system and then how the courts are operating. So good afternoon, James. And first of all, I trust you're staying well and being healthy.
Oh, we're staying well here, Jim. We're going to do this Liberty and the Law from the stay-at-home location. So we're staying safe and still trying to do what we can to provide a service to our clients out there in the legal community. So we're ready to get after it, Jim.
Good. Well, there's a lot of questions that circulate around your ability to do that. And, you know, before we talk about the courts themselves, the governor here in Illinois has identified law firms as essential services, which means you're allowed to remain open for business. It sounds like you're working from home. How have you been adapting in terms of being able to continue functioning in this environment?
Well, many of the lawyers in my firm are in the same position where we're trying to do our best, and that's to encourage all the attorneys to work from home when at all practicable. So we're tapped into our computer system at the office where our full database is available to us, so all of our client files, all our documents that we would need, we can still have access to our files and still work on our clients' cases from home, all right? We are open for business, and we are serving our clients' needs as best we can. And when it comes to the courts, Jim, you know, there are closures. There are court orders effective in all this, you know, the collar counties and Cook County as far as what business they will be conducting and what's been put off and continued for 30 to 60 days. So some aspects of the court are open on an emergency basis, and that's kind of one of those things. If you're not sure, you know, what your legal issue is, an emergency or not, the easiest answer is just to ask your lawyer and say, this is my problem. How can we get it, you know, find a solution to this?
Yeah. So just give me a quick summary, if you can. You mentioned, you know, Cook and DuPage and some of the other counties. Are primarily most things closed? Is there a list of what we know is just simply not operational right now?
Well, a lot of our cases, Jim, we discuss in seriousness. So, you know, we'll go through every case in the criminal field from a minor traffic ticket all the way to Class X felonies and higher. So the how it's treated in the court system is really depends on what kind of case it is and how serious it is. So according to the most recent orders in DuPage and Cook County, your traffic cases and misdemeanor-level cases that are considered minor in the system, those have all been continued by order of courts.
Sure.
And they have, I think it's the next, in Cook County, it'll be the next key date after May 18th. So you can expect long continuances on this while they're trying to provide that, you know, that follow that order as much as keeping people out of the courthouse because they're trying to keep large volumes of people. You know, the business as usual, that's a lot of people, especially traffic cases and misdemeanor cases, so they're trying to keep that out of the courthouse. So you can expect it all. If you have one of those kind of cases depending right now, that you can, you'll get a notice from the clerk's office in that county, from the circuit clerk. You know, it'll direct you to what your next court date will be. All right. And I know in a lot of these cases, there's some of my cases, Jim, we've discussed that are set for trial. Those have been continued, but we'll be going back for a trial setting date, and not necessarily have they reset the trial, but we'll get a date down the road. But there, you know, I can imagine. You know, I've seen, you know, snow day closures for 1 and 2 days, and I've seen that mess up a system pretty bad for months. So this one's going to be a while to work through, but it's one of those things you just got to stay on top of it. Wait for that notice from the clerk, stay in contact with your lawyer, and just make sure your case is on track.
And what about things that are just, I don't want to say routine, but are probably daily occurrences, bond hearings, arraignments, things like that? Are those on hold as well, or are they still taking place?
It depends on what kind of case. If somebody's looking at a custody issue, they have a right to have a judge determine whether or not they'll be allowed to post bond or whether or not they'll be released from custody. So those kind of hearings are going on still. The more serious cases, the felony cases, you can get some access to the judge, but it's going to be on a limited basis. And again, depending on how time sensitive the matter is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And on that note, Jim.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, I've been in the courtroom.
We've talked about speedy trial provisions in the past. We've done prior podcasts on that, that has been suspended by the Illinois Supreme Court. So they have allowed the dates to be told. So the speedy trial provisions, that clock we've talked about, the ticks, that works against the prosecutors where they have to give you a trial within a certain amount of time, that's been told. So people are held in custody, and they're not getting credit for the time in custody while these cases are being delayed.
Well, there's a lot of issues. Yeah, a lot of issues around. Let's dig into it a little bit because I know it's important to you, and I'm talking with Attorney James Doar on Liberty and the Law today, and we've got a lot of things to cover here in terms of what's going on with the courts. But if you have questions, because James said definitely call an attorney if you're not sure where you stand or what you need to do, and 847-705-7555 is Lavelle Law number, and the website lavellelaw.com can point you in different directions as well. But, you know, we have to respect the power of this pandemic and adhere to behaviors that limits its impact, but let's talk about how some of these measures that are being put in place may impinge upon individual rights, because I know that's important, and you just called out a very important one there.
Yeah. Well, this podcast is called Liberty and the Law, and liberty comes first for a reason, Jim, and it's very important to me and my chosen career that people's their rights, their civil liberties be defended. And these are very important provisions that we need to at least say, hey, this is what's being suspended here. You know, this may be a stay-at-home, and we're all in this together and all that, but we have to keep in mind these are valuable, you know, our birthright as American citizens, our rights that we're just allowing to be suspended, and we need to keep focus on it. These are important rights. You know, people have died for these rights.
Exactly, and you mentioned the right to getting a speedy trial, to having your case heard, and it sounds like now that's on hold. Is there any indication? Is this just until the courts open, or do you have any sense how this falls out over time?
It's just generally told until further order. So right now while this is going on. So and if you're in custody, that's a big right that's being denied. You know, that's major in your life. You know.
Oh, sure.
So when you come to, if you look at how this affects individuals, well, if you're the guy in custody and you're waiting to have your trial and you're being told that, you know, you may have filed your speedy trial demand, but that doesn't matter right now because of this virus. That's tough pill to swallow right there, Jim.
Yeah. Now, I want to go back to something else you and I talk about many times. So we're always taking a look at the constitutional aspects of law, and I know you're a strong proponent of these things, and we've talked many times about search warrants and warrantless searches. Is the court open for, handing out warrants right now? Are they hearing for those, or what's happening with that process?
Oh, I'm sure, Jim. That's always been one of those things where prosecutors can bring in their police officer to have them sworn in and get a warrant issued. So a lot of those were on emergency basis anyway, or on not quite a ordinarily scheduled basis in the court. So the police powers are not suspended. So getting of a warrant, that is still allowed.
Well, let's talk about that piece of your work as well, because as you handle a case, you've talked about your process, gathering evidence, working with prosecutors. Are you still able to do those things on the cases that you've got current in front of you?
Yes, prosecutors are still available, maybe on a limited basis, because, again, I think they're trying the same thing with trying to limit the amount of people going through their offices. But I have been able to get in touch with prosecutors in different counties, from Cook, DuPage, Kendall County. So I've talked to prosecutors about when dates are going to be likely continued to and that sort of thing. So your prosecutors are still they're still at work, even though maybe a limited basis, and some of that business is still getting done. So that's some of the work I'm able to get to is touching base with prosecutors and mm-hmm. Staying current on our files that we're working up together.
And you're still able to access information you need from their records or gather information that will help you once you get to a point of trial?
Yes and no. I could still talk to the prosecutor. Is there formal discovery going on? Not that. But a prosecutor can still mail something to my office, and I'll receive it. So there's still business as usual going on. Normally, a prosecutor would just send me information without too much struggle, and that would still be going on.
And I was going to ask you earlier, I don't know if you've had the opportunity or the need to actually be in a court in recent weeks while this has been going on. Obviously, as you said, many are shut down. But for those that are still open, are you seeing or hearing of different procedures being in place and how things are working just to, again, try and keep with some of the guidelines that we're trying to live by?
Right. Start off, there's screening in a lot of the courthouses. So when you walk in, you'll be screened as to whether or not you have a fever, if you travel out of the country. I answered a lot of questions along those lines of tracing my whereabouts. So I didn't have a fever, runny nose, all that stuff. So they made sure that they're screening people coming in and that you're there for what's considered an emergency basis. If you have one of the cases that would have been continued pursuant to court order, they'll let people know at the door so they don't go inside. But I was able to actually get a case motioned up in a clerk's office. I was dealing with I don't want to get into too many details, but somebody in the medical field had a suspended license. I need to get a case motioned up so I can get a conviction vacated on a non-payment of a traffic ticket. Kind of a normal thing, right? This kind of thing can happen to anybody. So I was able to get that case heard, but I had to have a chief judge get permission for the clerk to send the file to the courtroom to get another judge to hear the case. So it took a little bit of doing, but I got it done. So it's willingness to step forward and try to get this done, too, went a long way.
And so many of us in different businesses, and I'm sure you're seeing it, too, with the law firm offices trying to operate remotely, we're all doing a lot more things virtually these days, online and video conferencing. Are you able to do any work? Are the courts doing anything in that regard, or is it just delayed and they'll get back to their routine but not trying anything new?
Well, the bond calls and whatnot can be done. So if there's people in custody, they won't actually be bringing them to the courtrooms. They'll be doing video bond call in a lot of the counties that are equipped for it. So I can expect in the criminal law, that sort of thing. But I know in other areas, such as the family law department in our firm, they're able to do some more things with video conferencing with the judges. So it depends on what the judges are accustomed to doing up until this date and how they're aggressive they are responding at this point going forward. So if this drags on, I would expect more and more of that stuff will become customary.
And that's that's the big question, is how long does it go on? And from your point of view, again, with respect to the individual liberty questions, I assume that's probably your greatest concern right now is trying to figure out how that's going to not be impacted too deeply if this does last a while.
Well, look what happened with our lives, Jim. I mean, this is just Easter weekend. We couldn't go to church. That's a very, very valuable constitutional right, the right to worship God in one's own way. That's been suspended. There's provisions to go to a grocery store so we can receive, nourishment from food. But, we can wax philosophical here that man needs nourishment of the body and the soul. So you can't just shut down these things that are important as humans, the right to worship,
right,
the right to assemble with other citizens, the right to associate, the right to travel. Within the states, we have the right to travel within the states. We don't seem to have that. So we're giving up a lot here, Jim.
Yeah, well, I think it's an interesting time, and I'm grateful to you for taking a little time to talk to us today. And let's keep an eye on this, and you and I will get back together to talk again soon to see what else we can learn about what may or may not be happening in the weeks ahead. But, James, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
Always good to have you. James Doerr of Lavelle Law. And again, let me go ahead and encourage you to give him a call, 847-705-7555. Visit lavellelaw.com. There's a lot happening right now. Good to stay connected, and he would be more than happy to help you with any of these legal issues. Thanks very much for listening to our podcast today.